Welcome back to the Sneak Diss, your weekly podcast on sneakers, sports, culture, and other nonsense, made by sneakerheads for sneakerheads. Find the podcast streaming on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, YouTube, and on the website, which is updated daily at www.thesneakdiss.com. Get at us on Twitter at @the_sneakdiss, Instagram at @thesneakdiss, and check out the Facebook page, The Sneak Diss Podcast. And now, on to the Sneak Diss.
Follow us or else.
Episode 19. Let's think this podcast. Back in the building. My guy Ryan, general manager George building. Hey. George back in the building.
Hey.
Ryan, what we got today?
Today, we'll talk about Nike lowering the prices on their signature brands to try and increase sales. And first, we have a special announcement.
Yo, this is for everybody who listens to the Sneak Diss podcast, in-state, out-of-state. We encourage you to come to Ben Had Those Fest in Phoenix, Arizona, August 20th from 12 to 7. It's going to be cracking. We have vendors from out-of-state coming through, Vices from Denver, Colorado, Kicksology from California, 908 Store out of New Jersey. It's going to be cracking. And did I mention it is free, all right? Free means free. You come, you show up, no admission, you come inside, use your money, cop whatever you need. School is getting ready to hit off. Find yourself some nice dope kicks. Find yourself some nice dope clothes. Support local streetwear. Support your local stores. Also, upstairs, it's a 19,000 square foot facility. Upstairs is the trade, sell, and swap pit, which means that, hey, you might not want to come. You might not have any money, but you got a bunch of nice kicks that you're willing to trade. Come through. Bring your kicks. Go upstairs. Make some trade with some local cats, some out-of-state cats, and walk out with something fresh on your feet.
Now, all that is great, getting that for the very, very low price of free. However, if that's not enough, you can buy your VIP pack for $25, which will include a Heat Locker Play, a Ben Had Those Fest t-shirt, early access to all of the steals and deals that Ben Had Those is throwing out, and one raffle ticket for your chance to win a pair of Yeezys. Make sure to get there early and definitely show up. It is the place to be, and it will be lit.
And there will also be a food truck in the vicinity to be able to cop some food, post up, hang out. There's going to be live music. There's going to be giveaways. There's going to be many things to come. Like, trust me, you want to go to this. If you don't go to this, you're sleeping. All right, it's going to be cracking. That's for facts. Also,
wait.
What's up?
When is it?
August 20th.
Where is it?
45 West Buchanan Street, Phoenix, Arizona.
Ben Had Those Fest. What time does it start?
It starts from 12 to 7, and it's going to be cracking. And how much was it again, Ryan?
Free.
It is free. Free. Also, want to think of this thing, this podcast. We know the homie Charles. Yo, Ben Had Those is for the people and it's by the people, all right? They're also having a back-to-school sale, which is going to be hitting off on July 30th and July 31st. It's going to be on a Saturday and a Sunday. We advise anybody to get there early. It's the second annual back-to-school sale. And trust me, if you know anything about Ben Had Those or anything about Charles, there's going to be deals in the building. It's going to be cracking.
Hold on. That's in-store, though. That's not an event.
That's an in-store.
Not
an in-store event. So this is coming up July 30th and July 31st. BHT Ben Had Those Fest is on August 20th. So basically what they're doing is they're having a school supply donation drive. For every donation, you will be entered to win a backpack full of goodies from the best brands like Rejuvenator and more. The winner will also get a $100 in-store credit. So you come in, you win, you get an in-store credit to put towards anything that's inside of Ben Had Those. So mark your calendars. You don't want to miss this. July 30th through July 31st, Saturday and Sunday in store. It's at the location on
4119 19th Avenue behind the Domino's in Phoenix, Arizona. If you have any more questions, visit www.benhadthose.com or you can call the shop at 602-903-9978.
Support local. All right. So,
recently, Nike has lowered the prices of the KD and the LeBron models, coming off of a letter written to Nike from Foot Locker saying, hey, at $200 and $180, we just cannot move these products the way that we could at a cheaper price point. So Does it, in your guys' opinion, does it have to do more with the price point the shoes are at, or a topic that we've discussed several times on the show, Nike signature basketball just being dead? I mean, at a cheaper price point, I guess, you know, my first thought is, yeah, maybe, you know, $150 shoe is more purchasable to play basketball in, but you're still not buying it to wear to dinner on a Friday night. So is it gonna matter? Is this price reduction gonna matter in the case of revitalizing or increasing the sales of the Nike signature brand?
I mean, by default, I think sales go up. Is it appreciably? Is it back like when they were selling LeBron 8s and KD 4s and stuff like that? No. The number-wise, you know, as far as sales, not sales dollars, but number of pairs, I don't think ever gets back to where that was. some of the, I don't know, the designs have obviously gotten more poorer. Yeah. I don't know what the right word is there, but...
And that's
the players have also somewhat become less interesting. I don't know.
That's very true.
Now this year it's a little bit different because you got Durant going to Golden State and LeBron won a championship in Cleveland finally. So we'll see. Things may change, but Kobe's retired. Who knows what, if they're going to keep making Kobe's, if they're going to make another one. I haven't seen any story on that.
The Jordan 12 comes out in January of 2017. I'm sorry, the Kobe 12.
I was like,
the
what?
Kobe 12 comes out in January of 2017. So they will continue the Kobe brand.
They're doing Kobe still.
But the problem with I think, you know, where I go for sneakers to work out in or play basketball in, there's so many outlets around now. I mean, I would never think, like, oh, I'm going to run to Foot Locker and grab this $180 LeBron when I can go get a LeBron at the Nike outlet for $139.99 with 30% off on a holiday weekend. Like,
and see, that's what the problem is. Foot Locker's letter was talking about the wrong thing.
Yes.
Foot Locker's letter should have said, yo, you guys need to step up your designs.
Yes.
Because that's why we can't sell anything. The sneakers suck. Like, yeah. Period. It has nothing to do. I haven't seen anybody slow down at any point from spending money on buying shoes. It hasn't. It's altered a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's mainly when you talk about Jordans that keep retroing. Or colors that are just like, they're too tame. People are still going out buying, spending $350 on Yeezys.
That's true.
How much are 750s?
750s are $350.
What are
The 350s are $200.
Yeah, they're still
and
buying
all the
those.
Boots are six plus. So.
I mean, we're out here buying running shoe Ultra Boost for $180.
That's
like,
true.
Close to $200, $210 at some places. Like, it has nothing to do with the price. If it's that dope, we're going to cop it.
That's
like,
true.
Period. That's just what it is. Like, right now, like what you said, Ryan, I 100% agree. If I'm like, this LeBron is okay, but it sucks to where no one's going to spend $200+, I'm going to get it at the outlet.
Yeah.
LeBron's, Jordan's, stuff like that, you didn't get to the outlet. Like,
nope.
It never got there. Now it's just, we're just waiting. Like, we're waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, but whoever's designing Kobe's are doing a great job.
Yes.
Like, they're doing a great job. They had a little, small little hiccup with them high boxing boots.
But even those, when they first came out, the first four colorways flew. I mean, people were camping for them.
Flew off the shelf.
Which ones?
The high Kobe ones.
The Kobe 8 high boots.
The first three, four
colorways flew.
It wasn't 8s.
9.
But whatever it was. I'm saying the high.
The Kobe 9s.
Nah.
What are
they
you talking
flew
about?
Flew off shelves.
Flew off.
People
the first like four colorways,
the masterpieces, the Christmas ones, the All Star ones,
All Star ones, and whatever the first colorway was, like gone, like out of here. All right, and then the lows and stuff, they sit, but they make so many of those like different colorways and stuff like that. But like Kobe's designs have been pretty good over throughout the years. He might have had the best looking design shoes over the years. I don't care what they do. Like I like the new KD, but it's. I'm not gonna go get it.
No.
Like, they need to go back to that blueprint of like the KD4. To me, still considered one of the greatest basketball shoes of all time.
There was even a couple KD8s that I looked at and I was like, if that was $60 or $70, I would cop it. And then it got to the outlet and it was $60 or $70, and I'm like, I can't bring myself to buy it. So,
it's design.
Yeah.
It's 100% design. If your shoe still gets to the outlet and doesn't fly off the shelf at the outlet, it's strictly design.
Strictly design.
So that letter from Foot Locker should have said, we need you guys to step up your design because we can't sell this stuff. I mean, like, what was that, the LeBron, like the Floridians, the Lowe's?
The eight? The Miami Knights, you mean?
No, Floridians.
That was the nines, ones. Yes.
Flew off the shelves. Like, that, I mean.
Buccaneers fans.
Yeah, yes, I copped. I'm not a Buccaneers fan. Flew off the shelves, yeah. All right?
Even when they did the LeBron Palmers, the first release, gone. Selling for $300. Then they just, I mean, they put them back out, I think, three or four times. They ended up sitting.
And, you know, which is kind of funny because everyone used to talk about, like, they don't make enough sneakers. They're not, you don't give everybody the opportunity to buy them. And then they keep restocking and keep restocking and keep restocking. And you could get a pair. And then it, like, kind of devalues and takes away how special they are to have them.
Mm-hmm.
We've said it before, and we'll say it again. Getting the shoe and knowing that other people can't get it.
There's something about that.
It makes it special.
We're guilty of, you know, the begging for stuff as well, because there are so many sneakers that we're like, oh, man, I wish this was retro. I wish this would come out. I wish this would come back. Diamond Furies. I was waiting for Diamond Furies to come back out since I was a kid.
Both of us.
And they're $69.99 on Revilla now, and I can't pull the trigger on them.
I still can't. No. I mean, I need them joints to get to 39.
Right. Mm-hmm. They suck.
They don't suck.
They suck.
What are you talking about? You didn't have Diamond Furies?
Yeah, I did, but they suck now.
They don't suck now. Okay. They don't suck now. Would we wear them often? No. All right.
You guys don't even wear your cruises that you completely fell off the boat.
My cruises are beat. All right. I wear all my cruises.
Okay.
Right.
You never won the red ones.
I'm not wearing those yet. Yeah, they're special.
Well, that's what I thought.
Right. I pay a lot of money for those.
Hey,
those
you're going to say, before you say anything else sucks, you need to walk out this room, go in the bathroom, look at the hat you got on your head. Because that hat
flames
sucks. That might be the worst fitting hat I've ever seen in my entire life. You're wearing a child hat.
You might be right about that.
You have a size 8 head with a size 6 hat.
I know that.
It's on the third buckle. It's not even on the last buckle, so I don't know what you're talking about.
You need to keep it open.
I know one thing.
What does that mean?
I know one thing is I'm not copping nothing unless it's tight. And that's a fact. I don't care if it's 175, 155, 165. Black Cat 6s are getting ready to come out.
I mean, that's not exactly true because the olives that came out today are tight and you still didn't buy them. Like, I want them.
Yeah, I'm just ain't buying nothing right now. And I want them. I didn't buy them. I want them. I got all that stuff going on right now.
But those olives, like, I would pay.
Stop making a point and changing your mind 1 minute later then.
But I'm going to cop, though.
Yeah, and like you said, like, I don't have a problem with paying $190 for the olive uncaged ultra boost because I'll wear it. Like, I do have a problem paying $180 for a LeBron 14 because – or 13? 14? LeBron 14 because I'm never going to put it on. I have those ML – whatever that Me first – the teal –
turquoise ones?
The turquoise LeBron 12s that we were dying for to come out.
I was dying for
them. Wale put them on. Like, they said they weren't going to release them. We're like, oh, those are – so tight. They've never been taken out of the box.
I've never tried them on. I tried to sell them. I can't get rid of them.
What is this?
The LeBron 12?
The LeBron 12, the teal orange colorway. They had like a name. Like,
they came out when Infrared 6s came out the same weekend.
Oh, they suck.
Can't get rid of them.
Can't get rid of them. You were trying to sell them for like $100.
I'm trying to get rid of them. Nobody wants them.
We had those Dolphins ones. Dolphins 10s or whatever. No, I know what you're talking about, but we had those, and the model was actually a good model. Never worked. Yeah. What are you going to wear it with?
That's true. And that's become a big problem, too, is like, what can you wear this stuff with? You can't. I don't know if it's just us in age, or is it like, I don't know if we've aged ourselves out of like, that's why like an Ultra Boost. Even if I buy the olive green Ultra Boost uncaged 3 months from now, I would still pay $180 for it. I would, all right? Because I love them and I know I'm going to wear them. The problem is I have a closet full of garbage that I bought prior that I'm not going to wear. I can't get rid of. I got Jordan 5s falling out of everywhere, all right? I got LeBrons falling out of everywhere. All right? I got sneakers spilling, okay?
LeBron, what LeBrons do you have?
I have quite a few LeBrons.
Why?
Duh.
Exactly.
That's exactly.
That's the whole point of this conversation.
And that's the thing. It's like, you know what? I would buy every single Boost on Earth, all right, because I wear them religiously. But I got cruises. I got LeBrons. I got Jordans spilling, falling off the shelves, all right? I got old high dunk highs, dunk lows. I got stuff spilling on top of me that I can't even give away But Foot Locker thinks it's price. It's not price. I'm not going to buy a LeBron that sucks for 175. Period. I would never pay 175 for a KD.
They'll sell for 175. Not the numbers they did when the 8s and 7s and 9s came out, but they'll sell.
Do you think if they had better design, they'd sell?
Well, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. I mean, that was my first point, too. The design's, it's falling apart. It's not so much that Nike basketball itself has fallen off, because the Kobes they're making are still dope. Now, maybe that's fire. Just Eric Avar or whatever the difference in the designer, but the KDs, Leo Chang gets a lot of credit, but they suck. Everything since the 4 has sucked. But, I'm sorry, I don't care what you say. They suck.
But even with the Kobe, I mean, the Kobe is the best of the signature line. You go on Nike.com, all the Kobes are sitting there. None of them are selling out. They still go on sale.
Well, that's because those are too much. That's the problem with those. Those Flyknit ones being 180, now that is different than the LeBron.
But even the
thing.
One that you and I both love, or at least I love it,
is 150.
The Carpe Diem, they're 160. That's shoe. That's a great shoe, but yeah, I can't. I mean, I'd buy it for $89.99.
3Ds dropped today, and 3Ds were what?
Yeah, but 180? Those are like, I mean, you hurt your eyes looking at those. They're not like the old 3Ds.
There's something wrong.
No, but the old ones aren't like that. There's something wrong with maybe the design is too big or something.
Super 3D. That's the point to me. Like, they're if you 4D. Look at these and they and they hurt your eyes, that's exactly what they're supposed to do. Yeah. Like, these are perfect. Oh, no. All right.
I'm not trying to get injured staring at my shoes.
And I think this is a better model
Cataracts.
Than the sixes. This model is better than the six model. That's fact.
Well, fact, the shoe model that. Itself?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's better than the six. Silhouette? Yeah.
But it's too much for what the shoe model is. It's as minimal of a low top as you can get.
Yeah.
And it's what, 180, 170?
Yeah, I think 170.
It's high.
No, that one, the non-prime, or fly, I could prime it.
160.
Flyknit is, fly knit is 160.
Yeah.
And they should be 130.
They should be 110.
Yeah, probably.
They should probably be something like
120,
that.
120, 125, yeah.
But as it keeps going up, so I don't know, man. I'm not budging until they're tight. I don't care what they are. And LeBron's are getting worse and worse and worse. And it started with that model that you said, what was that, 10? The 99 one. That was the last model that was okay.
Yeah.
It was all right. I don't remember what 11s look like.
The 11s were the boxy, posit ones. They did the first one for LeBron.
Heck no. Yeah. Them was awful, all right? Heavy, bulky, awful. No.
Well, all I know is that the reduction in price on the LeBrons and KDs means that if I like a pair, it'll just be that much cheaper when it hits the outlets.
I guess so. So it has still hit the outlets if it's cheaper. So Foot Locker, I don't know. I need to write another letter and say, step your game up, Nike, on your design. So
speaking of not buying garbage and hot garbage.
Garbage.
We'll get into the top 10, which we did not mention earlier. It is the top 10 wackest Jordan colorways from Jordan models 1 through 30 of all time.
Or you could include 31 if you want, because 31 sucks.
Are some fucking awful ones.
Don't you like 31s, Ryan?
I do like 31s. I do.
If they wouldn't have put the Jumpman on there, it would be all right.
It'd be pretty dope, yeah.
The Jumpman was smaller, like on the back or on the... Yeah, it would.
No, you got to look on... Let me tell you, that's the thing. The pictures that we've seen are, I'll say, borderline Kith picks.
No, we
see... Did you go on eBay? Because they're already selling eBay. Everybody
has
them.
Jimmy Butler's wearing them. So,
they look different when you run around on the court. They look different. No.
So let me,
that's on foot. That's what we always die for is an on-foot look.
On foot, walking through the mall. Not on foot, running up and down the court.
Right.
There's a difference.
There's not a filter on the camera on NBA TV. What are you talking about?
I didn't say the colors are bad. The shoe itself sucks, all right? And you know what makes it sucks more? Is that advertisement. That advertisement?
The band?
Bruh, I was sitting there like, yo, what's coming,
look,
bro?
It sucks. I agree, and we can talk about this later, and I'm sure you know what I mean, but the reason is because of that Jumpman.
Okay,
so let me ask you this. All of us...
Don't ruin the lists is what I'm saying.
All of us hated the Jordan 30s when they first came out. Either one of you around...
No, that's not true.
What's the Jordan 30?
I didn't hate it.
The three X's on the back. The Jordan 30 that just came out.
The one that Russell Westbrook...
those don't suck.
Those are actually dope. The ones that I saw, and I don't even know if I'd
those
seen them
Galaxy joints that dropped are
those are fire.
Fire.
Okay. But
no, I'm going to show you this one I'm talking
but
about.
But when the Jordan 30s first came out, I know at least you and I were like, those suck.
They suck.
And now it's like, it's kind of like
I think
have
it was
pair.
The price, though. I don't think it was like the shoe $200. I think it was like the price. Nah.
I think every year we're just fooled with Jordans. Like, we're expecting something greatness that we could rock, and yeah, we haven't fully accepted that he's not making that anymore.
No,
he's making on-court, yes, performance shoes.
Yeah.
I think we need to just say, that's what's coming.
That's what's coming. Right?
Something. Yeah, but this ain't even that, yeah, though.
This one that just came out now, I thought
this
it was
right
gonna.
Here, these are flames.
Those are fire flames.
Let me see.
Those are fire flames.
Flames.
And the,
those didn't drop.
That's what I know. I think it's a PE, but
those
still
are tight.
Yeah. And
but
and,
you can't rock those.
No, you still can't.
You
rock
them. You might be able to.
No, you gotta have so Anchor Blue, like you, Beyond you, Maggie's. You gotta have Anchor Blue huge.
I think you might be able to. I don't know.
And those the orange joints that Westbrook wore in the Western Conference Finals were fire flames as well.
Tight, like the model is tight. We just fully haven't accepted Jordan tight. All right. I ain't never seen that colorway. Those are fire. I might have to think these 30. I might have to go cop some 30s. Are they at the outlet? Them joints is fire.
You can get them. I think they've marked them down to like 139 on Nike's website.
That's too much, though.
And then they do the 25% off.
I would only want the guy. No, it's still too much. That's too much. Jordan 30 should be $79.
I just can't
bucks
deal with the big jump, man, like on the toe or wherever it is like that.
Yeah, the toe is what messes it up.
I don't like that. I mean, it's fine, but I don't care for it. But Jordan 31. One, like I said, the advertisement, that little video, how Jordan was yo, I was like, bruh. And then when they finally dropped, I was like, these suck. But his jeans are awful in that picture, all right?
I mean.
No, he gets Wranglers on, all right?
Yeah, those are bad. His grandma hemmed those jeans, too.
Yeah, he bought 34s and he needed 30s. So
well, the reason suck, they look like that is because the shoes are higher. It's not only the jeans are too long.
I don't know, man. I take a chain on mine. I don't want no more.
You can't wear you can't wear that shoe casually. It's like it's
you
to wear to the gym or to wear to hoop in. Period.
Like I think fight at a parking lot
or with sweats to go to your son's basketball game.
Yeah, yeah, that's what you wear in the grocery store. Yeah, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah, you throw some sweats on, you could wear those.
But Jordan 31s are so disappointing. I am, and I didn't even know they were going to come out this quick. Usually new Jordan comes out like February.
Yeah.
If you want to see great pictures of the new Jordan, on eBay. All right, because they're already for sale and they look awful.
And shameless plug, if you want great eBay advice and great eBay tips, head over to www.thesneakdisc.com, eBay advice.
We got great eBay. We're eBay professionals. Okay?
Professionals.
I don't care what anybody says. Test our knowledge. All right, so like Simple said.
Unless we've scanned you.
Not I. So.
You're the king, actually.
Of what?
You got scammed.
Oh, I've got scammed. I'm not scamming. All right.
You scam
everyone. I'm not the king of... Man.
Actually, Simple is the king, but that's all right. That's the conversation for another day.
You know, Simple's the king of wax shipping. All right.
Speaking.
Everything in a Ziploc bag.
Yes.
Top 10 wackest Jordans of all time. To us. Disclaimer. If you own these sneakers, don't take it all personal and be talking crazy. Oh, you guys... No, nothing. F you. All right. You know what's funny? Did I show you our first F you on IG?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, you did. Yes, yeah. yes, on the Curry's.
That means you're doing something right when you get an F you on social media from a complete stranger. We doing all right out here.
Hey, this ain't a family, so you can say
it. It might have been Alicia. What's her name? Alyssa Curry? What's his wife's name?
It might have been her. She had a fake account. All right, so who wants to go first? Dishonorable mentions of the top 10 wackest Jordans of all time. Who's going first?
I'll take it. My dishonorable mentions of the wackest Jordans of all time include the Jordan DB13, the Jordan DB10, the Jordan 2009 White, the Leroy Smith 1, and the Venom 10s.
What's the 2000?
The 2000 was that joint with the little diamond on the side of it. There was a black one and a white one. It had that little like diamond pearl thing like on the side of it.
You said Jordan 2009?
The Jordan 2009, yeah.
Oh, 2009. Is that on my list?
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Because they went from, like, it went from the Jordan, what? They stopped it at 22?
Oh, no. That was a good model.
They stopped it at 22, and then it went 2009, 2000.
That's a stretch. I think the real answer is somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
No, it's a pretty good model. Have you seen it in person? In hand?
Yeah, yeah. I held it. Yeah, the box is the coolest thing about the shoe.
I've never seen
it. It was
box
at the outlets forever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was at Mills forever.
I used to think they sucked, and I was like, because I remember Chris Paul was really endorsing these when he, like, for the, I think that, I kind of like those. Uh-huh.
Well, then don't take offense to my list. This is a perfect example.
I would never cop, but a lot of your dishonorable mentions, facts.
Yes.
All right. My dishonorable mentions, Jordan 5 DB. I think it sucks. I don't care what anybody says. Some people worship that shoe. I think it's awful. All right. Jordan.
The blue one? The navy blue one?
The
is it
the
navy?
Black.
Oh, five. I thought it was six.
No, the black that comes with the.
Oh, no.
Oh, flashlight. The flashlight. Yeah.
Garbage.
The Jordan 3 Joker. I think that sucks.
I think I sold those for about $300.
I did too. We both did. I think the Jordan 2 Eminem is pretty whack.
I think
it's overrated. It's awful. And I have the Champagne 6 and the Cigar 6. Some of the wackest sneakers of all times. All right.
I actually kind of think those are dope.
I used to think when pictures dropped, we all thought cigars, ooh, tight. Saw in person, suck. Then we saw champagnes in person, and we were like, these ain't that bad. We were like, they're better than cigars, but they suck too. They're awful. The patent leather green, how do you wear this stuff? I think we're too old.
You have to wear it to a club.
You do. And you got to have champagne. Because if you champagne. Don't, you're just a stunt devil. Like, if you ain't got champagne, wear champagne. Yeah. If you ain't smoking a cigar, wear a cigar, you're just a stunt devil.
If you wear that and you get a vodka tonic, like, go home.
You got to go home.
You got to go home. You get kicked out of the club.
Wait, so Simple, you said Leroy Smith?
Yeah.
All right. I thought about it, but then I was like, it's a one, so I don't know if I can put that on. It's kind of disrespectful.
Oh, it is disrespectful. The Leroy Smith one
sucks.
They super duper suck, but that's disrespectful because it's a one.
They suck too. At the same time.
Because I almost put hair ones on there. Those are awful.
What?
Oh, hair one. That's disrespectful. Hair ones are actually
it doesn't have to go on the best list. This is the worst Jordans of all time. You're not putting that anywhere near this list.
That's hair not ones one are of the worst of all awful. Time. All right. Hair sevens, okay. Hair ones, awful. All right. What's your dishonorable mentions?
Light yourself on fire.
What's your dishonorable mentions? Light your hair
miss,
on fire.
Mishonorable mentions?
Do your stuff.
All right. Well, I'm glad you said Eminem too, because I agree. That shoe sucks my ball sack. the other one, you guys might disagree. I know there's a bunch of people out there who love it, but the Jordan 1 Dave White that did release, if you look at it nowadays,
No.
I'm not talking about the sample gold one. I'm talking about the one that's so. Look it up. Look it on your phone. You'll be like, that actually sucks.
I like them. I'm not copying it, but I like those.
No, that's not dope. You must own it.
So you said that you're not going to include Leroy Smith because you don't want to disrespect ones,
but you're
and you pick one that's better than the Leroy Smith to put on your dishonorable mention.
Yeah, that's mad disrespectful.
That's mad disrespectful.
And Dave White had nothing to do with anything. He just...
Yes. Dave White had nothing to do with anything.
He hadn't done anything to you.
All right. What else you got? Chill out.
Dave White must have touched you in a no-no place.
Okay. Yo, that's slander,
yes, he touched you in the Dave White place. Pause. Simple's out of control in the studio today, eating all
what
these
else
tacos.
You got? What else you got?
The Brazil pack that
was.
What?
That's not the six wasn't terrible.
Yes, it was.
And the other one too.
Okay,
yeah, that's a Chris Paul.
Those shoes, that whole pack sucked.
Right,
okay, well, whatever. I didn't remember what it was, but whatever that was.
You didn't even know what it was.
That six sucked.
Okay.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
It was black suede,
and
black
green.
Leather, and a little bit of green.
Yeah.
That was it.
That was it. Like,
that
it was...
pack sucked.
Then you must think the all black sixes that are dropping are the worst on earth, because I do.
No. What are you talking about? Ugh. Not for a list like this, no.
I always count on Jordan.
If they were out, I would have put them on my list. Those all black sixes.
Controversial
no,
lists.
No, you wouldn't.
Facts.
No, you wouldn't.
What else you got?
And then the Laser 5.
The
this
white,
is just
gray,
dishonorable
orange?
Mention. The orange Laser 5 is trash
trash
can itis.
I mean, I hate them.
Yeah, I hate them.
I never even thought about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one
trash
sucks.
Can that itis.
All right. That's something you can't get rid of. What?
That doesn't go away.
All right, Simple. What's your bottom five, Simple?
That's it for
my bottom five.
Of what?
I can't believe you guys like the Brazil sixes. Oh, my God.
Wait, I mean, it's not that I like love them. I'm not running out to buy
them. I didn't say love them.
But it's not one of the top 10 or even honorable mention worst Jordans of all time.
I would hop if I got for
one. It's not a top 10. It's honorable mention.
That's true. But now these are my bottom five worst Jordan 1 through 31 colorways of all time. All
right, I just looked the
number
picture
10.
Up. It's not as bad as I thought it was.
Number 10.
I apologize.
Okay, it's off. It's been saved from the dishonorable mentions.
I thought it was worse.
Number 10. I don't know why I hate this shoe so much, but I can't stand
the
it.
The Chris Paul was what I was thinking of.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Bad.
And wait a minute. You said Venom 10s?
Yes.
Venom 10s don't suck.
Venom 10s suck.
That's like the neon green ones.
Yeah.
Those don't suck.
They suck.
Those don't suck, bro.
They suck.
You have those too, don't
no,
you?
No, I don't have those.
Oh, okay. All right, bottom five, my bad.
Bottom five.
Keep going.
Number 10. I don't know why I hate this shoe so much, but I really, 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 really hate this shoe.
It should be number one then.
The Bobcat 10s.
Okay.
I hate the Bobcat 10s.
I was going to put them on my list, but they do suck.
They do suck. That for some reason, that orange that's on it, like it pisses me off.
The gray makes me mad.
That shoe makes me angry. Like when I see that shoe,
that shoe does suck.
I want to throw it.
I should have put that on my dishonorable mention list. That shoe does suck.
I want to throw it.
I'm adding that in place of the Brazil 6.
Number 9. This shoe just disrespects the entire shoe model. The Piston 6s. The Piston 6s are terrible.
I don't know if it's that big a deal to care about.
See, then you must have another 6 on there. You got more 6s?
I almost did, but no, I did not.
Okay,
I
then
only put this one
on. I think the Olympic 6 is worse than that. Not the Olympic navy blue, but
the beige and white one.
I hate patent leather, I'm going to be honest, but I don't think it's... You guys are giving me grief about these other ones I have, and this is way worse.
I think
than those.
The all white,
the Beijing,
are worse than the Piston.
And it was between the Piston and the Beijing for which 6 I wanted to make my list. But
that doesn't even make any sense.
But I think that the Piston 6s
are
the
wackest. So I'm not gonna argue.
I mean, they may suck, but they don't suck like top 20 of all time suck. Come on, they're black. It's a black shoe with piston colors
and patent leather.
Just because it has patent leather,
it looks like a dollar store transformer.
Okay, well, hold on. Then 11 Lab 4s or whatever better be on your list. The all black one.
Those are fire. Those are kind of flames. I'm not wearing them. But
what's
kind of
the difference?
Yeah. Did you look up Pistons? You got to look it up.
I did. I just looked at it.
I don't think they suck. I'm just not going to argue it.
No.
I think.
No, I said,
I think
I'm
Beijing's
saying
are
they
worse.
Don't suck.
I know. I think Beijing's are worse than the Pistons.
I mean, they suck, but they don't suck top 20 worst ever.
To me.
This is top 10.
Yes, plus honorable mention. So you might as well say 20.
To me.
Well, to Ryan, they do.
To me.
And we respect everybody's opinions of the sneak diss.
Number 8. This is actually one of the first sneaker deals I ever did with Greg. I'm sorry that I sold you these bricks. The Independence Day 5s.
I sold them joints. Guys, I got home because you know what's funny?
I bought those on eBay when they came out. Like, I was at the computer waiting for the countdown timer.
Because.
Copped and sold them.
Well, when they first dropped, you couldn't tell they were patent leather.
No, they looked fire.
And then when you
finally. You might be onto something.
And then when you finally saw them in person, you were like, oh, God, these suck. But then what happened was, why I bought yours was because, like, they were so rare. You never see those.
No.
I can't think of the last time I've seen them since I had the pair you gave me.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yo, you know what? Them is super rare. I'm copping it from them. I got home. I was like, yo, these joints are whack. I put them joints on eBay and sold them immediately. I kept them for a little while.
I think I sold you
tried.
Those, the Sean Kemps, and there's one other. Three shoes.
Things. So you
three.
Went, so in other words, you went 0 for 3.
0 for 3.
No, them Kemps is Kamikaze. you're a hater, bro. Kamikazes are flames. Kamikaze 2s? Anyways, what else you got?
Number 7. This is another one of those shoes that just pisses me off. And every time I see it, I want to grab it and light it on fire or cut it in half or something. The Sweater 7s. I hate the Sweater 7s so much.
I'm not mad at those.
You're not mad at those?
I think they suck, but they're the white ones, right?
Yeah. No, that doesn't deserve to be on the list.
I don't know, man.
I can't say
they're better than Marvin Martians and all of them.
It doesn't deserve to be on the list.
Oh, no, man. Really? You don't like that one that much?
I don't like it.
I actually think it's not too bad. It's not tight. It sucks. But it's better than like the Marvin Martians and like
the Marvin Martians suck.
Whatever else, they
very
are.
Badly also. And the Barcelona
Orions
Days or whatever they
are. Which ones are Orions? I cannot think of them.
Oh, I can't think of that either.
What do you mean you can't? What?
Oh, I could think of the Orion 7. Those suck. Those
which
suck.
Were the ones that were like?
That's the shoe that's been the most clown Jordan maybe of all time.
Yeah, but what's the Jordan that was like a 7 that was like kind of like a bronzy, yellowish? Yeah, those suck. But they're
know.
Basic now.
They are basic, like, but they're like, it's like shiny pleather.
I don't know.
Trash Jordan.
Number 6.
The bottom, to round out the bottom 5, this shoe just makes me mad because of the potential that it could have.
These shoes make you really mad, bro.
This shoe made me feel some type of way. The 3 Lab 5 white pair. Because that shoe, like, I feel like it could have been so much better. And it sucks.
White. Which one is that?
It's the white with, like, the teal or, like, blue accents, and it's the elephant print upper.
The whole shoe.
How do you not have,
whole
like,
1,000%
that? I don't understand how y'all don't have more of, like, okay, well, we'll get to it, but.
1,000% fact on that. Let me get to my list. All right. So, recap real quick.
Number 10, the Bobcat 10s. Number 9, Piston 6s. Number 8, Independence Day 5. Number 7, the Sweater 7s. And number 6, the 3 Lab 5 white pair.
Why do you call them white pair?
Are you talking about
because there's the
like,
black pair also?
Are you talking about the like elephant print?
I just call them elephant print.
Elephant. Well, but the black ones are elephant print also.
Yeah, but look great.
Yeah, but isn't that? I guess what I'm thinking is it's not a, like a white shoe. It's just
but that shoe is awful.
Yeah.
All right, my turn. Number 10, same one. Jordan 5, elephant print, the gray, whatever. It's awful. One of the worst shoes.
The shoe that he just said?
Yeah.
Oh,
all right. Period. All right. They suck. All right. That's it. Number 9, Jordan 11 Patone. All right. Awful. Okay. Jordan, first of all, the color baby blue should not be on a shoe that much. All right. I bought that pack.
Your entire list must be like Jordan 11s in because you hate a lot of Jordan 11s.
No.
Yeah, I pulled it up.
I bought that.
It's Dookie.
I bought that pack just because of the Jordan 11. It came with the, what was that, 28, 29?
Yeah, but you didn't buy that with the intention of keeping it.
I
bought it for Eric or something.
No, I bought it with the intentions to see what the 11s look like. Awful. Sold it to somebody else. Awful. All right. They suck. All right. Number 8.
Okay, they don't suck.
They
number
suck.
9 bad.
All right. They suck. All right.
Mine was number 6.
Jordan 11 Patones? You've never seen them in person.
Pantone, though. You mean?
But, I don't care what they are. Pantone, Pantene Pro V shampoo.
Yes.
I don't care. They suck. All right.
Okay, number they don't suck 8. That bad.
Number
Matt,
8.
Matt Harvey likes them.
He played in them when he was at North Carolina.
number 8, DB10s. Awful.
Awful.
Red and purple. In black and print, awful. I know a kid designed it, but he's a terrible. He's a terrible designer. He needs to stick to whatever he is, whatever his future is.
I'm gonna need you to high five Satan on the way down for me.
He
might not have a future. Just so you know.
Number 7. I didn't even mean to say that. Number 7. Jordan 7 Miros, all right.
What? You like sweaters and you hate Miros?
Those suck.
They suck, but this is the top 10 ever.
Okay, I know what your list is going to consist of, all right. Jordan 7 Miros suck, all right.
Okay, so does that mean that you would wear this stuff over a Miro 7? Is that
Can
what we're
we
saying
get
here?
Through the rest of the list? Jordan 7 Miro sucks, all right. Number 6. A Jordan 13.
I'm depressed right now. Dude.
Number
Y'all depressing
six,
me, though.
Number 6, Jordan 13 3M. Okay.
Those suck.
Suck.
Those all right. suck.
Those suck bad. All right. Those are awful. All right. Those are the anti-fires.
And you look at those and they crease.
They are the worst looking ever. All right. The most tackiest shoe of all time. They are trash cans, all right?
I don't know if that's a stretch.
Trash cans. They suck. Tacky.
They suck, but now,
They're in the top 3 of tackiest all time. The two tackiest shoe of all times are on my bottom 5 of all time in the history
of sneakers.
Actually,
we should call it a bottom 5. That is, this is a bottom 10, not a top 10.
Knock yourself out, George. Oh, recap real quick. Jordan 5, Elephant, 3 Lab 5. Number 9, Jordan 11, what is it?
Pantone.
Pantone. The number 8, Jordan DB10. And number 7, Jordan 7 Miro. They suck.
And George, number 6.
Oh, what I said. Number 6, Jordan 13 3M. Trash cans.
Trash cans. All right. Number 10, because it's been so discussed recently, Jordan 31, any colorway, pick one. Actual
Already?
Trash can.
You just
you
told
were defending
me.
It.
No. I said without the Jumpman, it would
with
be.
With the Jordan Man, it puts it on the top 10 wackest ever?
Yes.
Just the Jumpman logo puts it on the top 10 wackest ever.
The Jumpman logo is literally bigger than the shoe. You might as well have one of them like fat heads on the shoe while you're wearing
Jumpman
it.
Fat
just
head.
Put a Jumpman fat head on a sneaker, and that's what the Jordan 31 is.
What else, man?
Absolutely awful. Pick a colorway. It doesn't matter.
It
number
the,
9.
It was the lightest shoe of all time before they put the Jumpman logo.
They wrapped the entire shoe like car paint. Like when you put like something on a dragster, it was wrapped.
What else you got?
Number 9, Jordan 8 Peapod. You know I hate Jordan 8s, and those Peapods suck balls. I hate 8s.
It was hard not to find an 8 to go on this list.
I was trying.
What? I was trying to
I
find
was trying.
There's two
it.
That should be on
I
your
couldn't
list.
I could decide which one was
I'm
one
not
the worst.
Disagreeing with you. I just didn't put it on.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then your list is null and void.
I told you I started out with like 35.
Yeah,
but you're saying the ones you have are worse than those. That's
me,
not
man.
True.
This
you could have put every 8 except for Aquas on this list, and I would have agreed with it.
I think.
I mean, there was no reaction when I said Jordan 8 Peapod. You guys are just like,
I was gonna put. I was gonna put Bugs Bunny 8s. I was gonna put that, but
all right, number 8, Jordan 2010, the one with the window on it. All of them suck. Ball sacks. A window on a shoe. No, thank you.
The window sucks, but I like the shoe.
The model is okay, but you can't take one. It's like the Jumpman on 31. If you took one thing out,
yeah,
then it's
but
okay.
You're like splitting hairs, bro. Like,
how is that splitting hairs?
I can't discount an entire shoe because of like the Jumpman's too big or like there's a window. Like, I can't discount.
If you
an
wrap your
shoe
in a Jumpman that's as big as a house, yes, that can make a shoe whack.
Now, what's the Jordan that had the hugest Jumpman of all time?
29.
Yeah,
29.
Yeah.
Doesn't even compare to the 31 Jumpman. The 31 Jumpman is big, but the 29.
But the 29 is a better silhouette, though. It's more sleek.
And
the
29,
31 looks like a one and a.
And the 29 didn't
something
have
else
a,
had sex, and that came like out, popped out.
And the 29 didn't have a swoosh on it that looked like it was Jumpman's dick. So
okay. I didn't think about that, but yeah, all right. Number 7. Are you all right? Yes. The Window Jordan is one of the worst Jordans of all time. Period. Number 7, Jordan 1 Dornbacher.
That is ugly shoe.
I don't know why people. I don't get it. People like want to own it, just like the M&M 2 that we talked about.
Just like a DB2.
Why do people want to own that?
I couldn't tell you how many times, like 5 years ago, that I got trade offers with DB 1s and 2s for general release retros that I turned down, and like now I kick myself in the ass because it's like $1,000 shoe. I have no idea how or why.
Wasn't it like palm trees on it or something?
Yeah, it's like palm trees and like lightning.
I don't even know.
Sucks.
It's an ugly design.
It's ugly.
It's almost like, remember when I got those Dornbacher SB Highs and you were like, why do you own that?
Which one?
The thump?
Yeah.
The heart ones?
Yeah, the heart with the like yellow or whatever. You were like, why do you own that?
I'll tell you, man.
I was like, I collect all SBs.
It's not looking good for Dornbacher.
Yes, but you think Dornbacher 4s is like one of the greatest shoes
it
of
is.
All time.
It is
so
one of the greatest.
I'm not saying it's not,
and
but
threes.
You saying it's not. One. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Threes definitely, but that's because that's a simple concept. Like there wasn't, they didn't go out the window with the threes.
I can't talk about Dornbachers anymore.
Well, there's more on the list, so we're gonna keep talking about it. Number 6, Jordan 8 Dornbacher. There's celebrities on who've done those sneaker shows when they go in their closet and have the Dornbacher 8 in there and say, I will never wear this, but I just want it's a collectible. It should never be worn by any human older than 14 years old.
And you know what? God bless Dornbacher.
I don't think Dornbacher is a person. Is Dornbacher a person? It's a hospital. Is it a person? I don't know. All right, Jordan 8, Dornbacher number 6. So recap, 10, Jordan 31.
This might 31. Be the last thing this one.
Jordan 31, number 10, Jordan number 9, Jordan 8, Peapod. I know Don's going to be hot about that, but I don't care. He loved them Denver Broncos, but them Peapod 8, so get rid of them. Jordan number 8, Jordan 2010, all colorways. Get that window out of here. He's breathing.
Can't, bro. I can't
he's
even
crying
breathe.
And can't breathe. Number 7, breathe. Jordan 1, Dornbacher, suck. And number 6, Jordan 8, Dornbacher, send them back to space.
Just not looking good for DB models. Footlocker letter. They don't sell them, but Footlocker letter should have said something else. All right, simple. Bottom 5.
Bottom 5. Number 5, the Jordan 28 black and bright crimson colorway. Terrible shoe. I mean, there was like,
what is that?
Finally someone with make some sense.
Yo,
the Jordan 28.
Get to it.
The Jordan 28 in general was just a terrible shoe. Like, I don't know. I have no. Like, the only person that makes him look cool is Russell Westbrook.
No, that's not even possible.
No, I mean, he's like the only person that I'm like, it's kind of tight, like running around
not,
on the court.
That's not true.
Wait a minute, that's the colorway you chose?
Yeah, the one that looks like a Phoenix Suns, like
let me
weird
see.
Colorway.
Let me see.
Like,
then you better have. Okay, keep going.
Let me see.
I mean, all of them suck. All of them suck.
Oh,
No. That's not the one.
Okay, I was gonna say.
You talking about this?
It's the one with like all the swirlies.
I have the 4 worst colorways.
I know what you're talking about.
No, it's not. Yeah, it wasn't that one. That one that you showed actually is like an okay version of it.
You talking about this one?
Yep,
sucks.
That one. But the one that's crimson and it sucks. That shoe sucks.
That's art.
It
looks like an upside down gun.
I think that's called bright citrus.
Number 4, the Jordan 2012 Gray and Volt. The 2012 was the model that came with the three boots. It had like a low top, a high top, and like a
I think without
knee
that,
high.
Without the insert, it was okay. It shouldn't be number four, but when you put the insert in it, it could be number
one. That shoe,
it
could be number one. That shoe came in a box that was like
three
triple deckers.
I thought about putting it on the list.
That shoe used to be at Nordstrom.
The one with the window is worse, though. I crossed out 2012.
No.
Yes, it is. Because you can take the thing out, and then it looks like a normal shoe.
No, that Jordan model itself sucks. It looked like a wingtip. It is awful.
It was awful.
It's not worse than having a window through your shoe.
The window isn't that big. All right, they're not clear Air Force Ones. All right, they're not invisible lady Air Force, invisible woman Air Force
Ones. I can't wait for the comments on this video.
All right, what else you got?
Or whatever this is.
Number three, the Jordan 21 black flint gray. The Jordan 21 model sucked. There's nothing that you can put. The only one that looks halfway decent is the all red one. The Jordan 21 is one of the worst shoes ever made by Jordan brand, period.
I disagree, too.
I'm surprised.
Of all the ones between 15 and 30, and that's the one you think's one of the worst ones?
I don't like Jordan 21s at all.
Wow.
I mean, I'm not saying I like it, but in that range between 15 and 30, there's way worse than that.
I'm definitely ready. What's your next one? I got to hear this one.
Number two, the Jordan 22 football.
It's basketball, isn't it?
I thought it was basketball. Maybe there was two. There was a football.
Well, I might get to my list.
Because that shoe.
1 billion.
It's called pigskin, but I think it's a basketball, though.
Okay. Maybe it is a basketball. Either way, it's a basketball, it's a football, it could be a baseball. That shoe sucks.
Not just Jordan. It's in the top 10 wackest of all time.
Period.
Not just Jordan.
Period.
Period.
I think it's bad, and it should be on my honorable mentions, but I don't know that it beats out any of these other ones I have on here.
And number one.
What's the number one?
Rarely do I agree with George Martin. The number one wackest shoe to me of all time is the Jordan 2010 in black university blue.
Hey.
It looks like a swap mark
shoe. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Jordan 2010, what?
2010 is the one with
black
the window, you
university
freak.
Blue. It looks like a fake shoe. Like it looks like a torn back.
He couldn't even say it with a straight face.
Bruh, they're not that bad.
Dude, those okay. You talked about number one, patent leather being terrible. Got it. Check.
I don't agree, man.
Did you look it up?
I did. I know what you're talking about.
It's terrible.
I mean, that one sucks, but it sucks. Top 10?
That's like one of the worst shoes of all time. It looks crazy. It looks like a fake shoe.
There's I don't know how many times I don't know.
It
if
looks
I mentioned
like
this.
It looks
there's
like somebody with a not bright future designed this shoe.
There's a window in the shoe.
Wait a minute. I don't think I realized you could see through the entire shoe.
Okay, finally it comes out, ladies and gentlemen.
I thought the window was just on one.
No.
I sent you a picture of that shoe the other day I was looking at that I didn't realize had holes in it, and you was like, that's terrible. You want people to see your feet? But you think this is okay.
That one was like, see, you're barefoot. All right.
Just because he didn't wear socks. I mean, I didn't even realize it was holes. I thought that was like the color, like the leather behind the hole. I didn't know what that was. It's not white skin is not paper white.
Yeah, but the shoe was like tan, so like you couldn't see his foot. All right, go, Simple.
Recap. Number five, Jordan 28, black, bright crimson. Number four, the Jordan 2012 gray Volt. Number three, the Jordan 21 black flint gray. Number two, the Jordan 22 pigskin. And number one, the Jordan 2010 black university blue.
Number five, the Jordan 22, period.
Disagree.
One of the worst sneakers. It's in the top 10 of all time sneakers. Worst.
There's worse between 15 and 30 that you
that Jordan 10.
The pigskin, I agree, is terrible, but the shoe itself, no.
The Jordan 10, I've never seen so many mistakes with a sneaker. They made a city model where it was like they put the skyline of Atlanta on one, the skyline of Chicago. They even had one where it was like Jordan with his hands up like this on the shoe in black and white. One of the worst sneakers I have ever seen in my entire life, all right? Period. All right. There is no Jordan worse than a 22.
The only decent 22 was the low top. They had a low top version. It was the only one that was even kind of decent. It was all right.
Oh, no, that sucked too.
It sucked, but it was like
it was better than the other
one.
Okay,
one
so that's number five. What's number four? Awful.
Number four, Jordan 29 Tinker Hatfields. All right. Them black and white ones, bro, them joints look like brisket. All right. They are awful.
Greg, bro, I got a lot of stuff that looks like meat on his
nose.
No,
them shoes are awful. All right. Number four, I'm sorry, number three.
Number 29, what?
The number, the 29 Tinker Hatfields.
Those do suck.
Suck.
They look like burnt beef jerky.
I can't, like some Charlie Chaplin's. Like, them is the worst.
Oh, the first one that came out? Yeah, they suck, but they don't belong on like this high.
They do.
No, they don't.
Number
three.
Wait
till you hear my list and you look at
the pictures
up.
Number three, the Jordan 10 Liberties. All right.
Those
are so whack. All right. Awful. Jordan 10 Liberties.
Are you sure you remember the right list?
Jordan 10 Liberties. All right. They don't even look nothing like the Statue of Liberty. There's nothing.
Those suck too.
Nothing.
I'm saying you could actually flip flop those and that other one that you had a little while ago, the 3M, because they're about even.
Cans. Number two, the Jordan 13 DB. All right.
Okay.
I can't.
Let's be careful. These poor children. Somebody's got to pray for them.
But they're designing shoe for themselves. That's the thing. It's sad that like grown men want to own this stuff. I'm sorry, but that's I'm not going to hate on the kid. The kid's designing it for himself. I'm hating on the fact that grown men are wearing this stuff.
Jordan 13 DB has the most patent leather on earth. It's like reptile print, teal, hot pink, yellow.
I was surprised Semple didn't have that shoe on his list, too.
He did have it on his list.
Honorable mentions. Dishonorable mentions.
Oh, all right.
Dear it's not even real. It's an unreal shoe. It's
all right, I can't go no further than
number
that.
Number one, the Jordan 28 Why Nots. All right.
Yeah. I'll give you those.
The shoe itself is already ugly, and they put Why Not in the biggest letters you could put on a sneaker. Why not? Why did you do this? I can't.
Why ask why?
Those are the worst Jordans of all time. All
right, recap.
Recap. Five. Jordan 22, every single model on earth. I don't care what it is. Number four, Jordan 29, Tinker Hatfield. Number three, Jordan 10, Liberties. Number two, Jordan 13, DBs. Number one, Jordan 28, Why Nots. Suck. All right. Trash cans.
28s are only for Russell Westbrook and WWE performers.
They're not even for
28s
him.
Are only for boxers. That's it. And that's it. Maybe wrestlers.
And like scuba divers or something. What you got, George?
All right. Number five, Jordan 13, Dornbecker. It's a universal feeling. Honestly, it could be number one if there weren't so many other worse shoes.
It should be.
One of the worst shoes, period,
if
of all
that
time.
Jordan didn't have white.
It's number five on my Jordan list, but it might be number one on my like Austickers list. I don't know. Hey, I might have to reevaluate.
God bless.
Number four, and you guys might disagree, and I don't care because it's one of the worst shoes to me in history. Jordan 15. Any color. I don't care.
Which one's the 15?
Worst Jordan
the tongue?
Ever.
The fighter.
Look it up.
The
look
pointy
it up.
Tongue.
No. Awful. For them to go from the 14 to the 15, throw them out the window.
I don't know, man.
That's one of the worst shoes of all time, period. Horrendous.
Know,
horrendous.
I don't know.
Where? You know what? It doesn't even matter.
The tongue was just like what threw everybody off a little bit. It
sucks. It looks like if they took a 12 and dropped it in a hot glue or something, and it just melted into that shape.
I don't know, man.
Number three, and you're going to have to look this up to see how whack it is because it's unbelievable how whack it is. Number three, Jordan 29 hair. Just trust me.
Jordan 29 hair.
Just trust me. Just look it up.
Let me see it.
When you post pictures on the website.
I think I know which one.
When you post pictures on the website.
Let me see.
I just don't even know. I don't even know how to.
Oh, come on, man. They suck. But top three?
This right here is, you're telling me this right here is not one of the worst shoes of all time?
That does suck, bud.
It's top three.
That's one of the worst shoes of all time. As gigantic as that Jumpman is, plus that design, yes. It looks like the rug you should have in your house.
But you have those, you think those are better looking than DB13s? You should have swapped that.
Yeah, like I said, DB13 can be number one for all I care. All right, number two, Jordan 28 SE. All colorways, but I'm just going to say OKC camo and the Bel Air as mentions in that list. Look those up. And number one, it seems to be a universal feeling around here, the Jordan 28 all colorways. Why not? Do the right thing. Bright citrus, Westbrook away, you name it. That is the worst shoe possibly of all time.
Okay, wait a minute. Jordan 28 SEs.
They weren't terrible.
Aren't that bad.
Yes, they are. Oh, Did you look up the OKC camo and the Bel Air? Are you kidding me?
Bel Air. I'd wear that.
Let me see.
Oh, my. No. There's no way.
Bel Air.
You wear it to hooping.
But the model was fresh.
It's not bad. Yeah.
No, it's not.
Without the high boot, it wasn't that bad.
Okay, you don't like the Jordan, whatever it was, 2012, and you can actually take the boot out of that shoe, but you hate this. Okay.
He also likes a shoe with a window that you can see all the way through, so.
Yeah. But if your foot's in it, you can't see all the way through, so what does it matter?
I hope you're wearing socks.
Okay. Anyways, all right, recap real quick.
Five, Jordan Becker 13, four, Jordan 15, any colorway, trash can, three, Jordan 29 hair, two, Jordan 28 SE, every single colorway, OKC camo, Bel Air, those are the two worst, and Jordan 28, you pick it, it is the worst. Westbrook away, bright citrus, do the right thing, why not, etc.
So,
that wraps up the wackest Jordans of all time.
The wackest Jordans of all time. And
to us.
Please debate us.
Please debate us.
Also, remember to go to the website. This is the last week to vote
There's the OKC one right there.
Yes. Get your voting on for the Hall of Flames. Get those votes in. We will be announcing.
I'm going to bring all these shoes that you didn't like on my list and make you wear them for a day and see if you like it, because you will guarantee you will not
wear
them.
You would have took the L if you bring in all that drug.
we could probably find it for $10 each.
We will be inducting the first class of the Sneaker Hall of Flames voted on by the listeners next week's episode. Keep the votes up. Don't forget to go to www.benhadthosefest.com for more info on that event, as well as purchasing tickets. Head to our website again, www.thesneakdisc.com, to vote on the Hall of Flames. Don't forget to stop by and check out Manor. Shout out to them once again. Thank you for listening. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that like. Leave your feedback. And that's the Sneak Disc.